Start the show.
Two bears, one cave. Speaking of hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's gonna hate us.
100%. Cheers.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Trans rights are human rights,
bro. Oh my God. So, all I want to hear is we weren't recording yet. God damn it.
And we have the perfect intro to another episode.
Wilkes-Barre, Schenectady, Beacon Theater, Washington, D.C., the Dollar Constitution Hall. That's this week. Oh, yes. There we go.
Yeah. There. That's a big room.
Dollar Constitution Hall?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Are you excited to play it?
Very.
Eddie Murphy, Delirious.
Oh, no.
That's where he did it, man.
I wouldn't be shocked if I were. I've been thinking about razzle dazzle in my pants.
Yeah.
Like really going hard with pants.
Really going hard with pants?
Like Post Malone, Dove Prince, red leather. I got a pair of red leather. I did a whole photo shoot. Put your fucking phone away.
I did.
Do you have shit going on today?
No. It's not like
fucking
that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
1-800 Got Junk shows up and Tom drops the podcast because he's the only one that can translate between his maid and his fucking Got Junk guys.
No, so, que todo basura. Trae nomás afuera.
I want to go. I was thinking about going hard pants.
Hard pants.
Yeah, like really leaning into.
Well,
like,
we're setting up a dandy session with somebody here in LA that they're gonna take us and do fittings and really lean into being dandies. Our new co-friend hobby.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Are you gonna do a show in your dandy suit?
100%.
No shirt.
Rip off my shirt with suspenders underneath.
Oh, nice. Take this jacket off.
Oh, yeah. Nice dandy hat. Have my mustache done up.
Are you going to do bow tie?
Probably.
I think you're a bow tie guy.
I wouldn't be shocked if I did something different, like a cowboy. Like something really.
Bolo?
Right? I'm thinking 1800s dandy. 1800. Like Doc Hollywood dandy.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's totally your world, man.
I wouldn't be shocked if we had a whole group of dandies. What if we said, hey, guys, half off your tickets if you dress as a dandy?
Oh, my God. You're going to really be getting some fucking dandies showing up.
God. Do you realize there was like, I had a dandy point in my life in like eighth grade, seventh grade. I guess it's more like alt music type, yeah, where I listened to Smiths and The Cures and Susie and the Banshees. But I was like a softer dude then.
You were?
Yeah.
I wanted to do the suit thing so badly. You know, I did suits for 2 full weeks. As a stand-up, like brought them on the road and wore suits for every show.
Please say there's a picture.
There's definitely, there's video.
Where?
I recorded my first album wearing a suit.
Just audio.
Yeah, audio.
And you put on a suit for an audio album.
Well, I was working the club, working it in a suit.
Wait, were these like, hey, Ray Rice is going to talk to us after the game type suits?
No, they were just like regular, you know, like a navy suit, a black suit, whatever.
And yeah, but what size were these?
These were bigger.
These were bigger suits.
But not like Steve Harvey suits. Like, I mean, they're not like, you
oh
know,
shit,
ridiculous
the O-line must have ripped off his helmet in the middle of the Jeremy Shockey suits.
What? No, they were just, they were, they, I was bigger, but the suits were just normal, you know, three
Wait,
button
do you
suits.
Have a suit right now?
I have a couple suits.
Like nice suits.
I have a couple nice suits.
So, okay. Let's take 2 seconds and talk
and they're
about
great.
Suits.
They're fucking great.
I don't
man.
Own. I own one suit, and it's been worn at funerals, weddings, bar mitzvahs.
It's just like, here's the thing. I love the idea that you don't. You really don't need an excuse to wear them, but you really don't. You can wear whatever you want to wherever you want, and you can. I mean, it's ridiculous to wear a suit to like show business things, which is a thing you learn when you get here. I also wore a suit to the first day of an internship, and they were like, "Where are you going? Are you?" Do you have a funeral after this? And I was like, I thought this was for here. And they were like, no, this is Los Angeles. And I was like, oh. And they're like, do you have a finance degree?
This old Fancy Grimace comes walking in his suit.
Dude, Fancy Grimace.
And a big purple suit. Because Tom's got that flair.
Why am I doing purple?
Back pinstripes. He looks like he's looking for Jessica Rabbit.
I would wear that suit too. But wait, you think you need an excuse to wear the suit?
Yeah. What, I've never worn. I've worn a suit. I wore a suit the other day to a Sweet 16, and I was miserable. I thought, and then I saw some kids, like some other people, not wearing suits, and I was like, "Hey, how come they didn't wear suits?" And they're like, "Oh, they don't really, you know, they're." And I was like, "I barely know the fucking kid. Like, what am I wearing a suit for? I hate it. It really bothers me when someone asks me to wear a suit."
Yeah,
because you got to remember, I wear a suit. I don't, maybe no, maybe
when
I'm
was in, the last time you wore a suit?
The other 2 weeks ago.
Well, this was for that funeral?
No, for the Sweet 16.
That's the last. But so you bought a suit specifically? For
no, that? No, no. I have one suit. My grandmother bought me a suit.
Wait a minute.
I have one suit.
The suit you wore to the Sweet 16.
The same suit I wore to a funeral.
Anyway, this is a suit that your grandmother bought you.
My grandmother bought me, probably 15 years ago.
What?
My grandmother.
How does it fit you still?
It's a little tight at times. Yeah.
Where did your grandmother buy the suit?
Brooks Brothers. Nice navy blue.
Yeah.
Dark navy blue suit.
And that's the only suit you have?
Only suit I
have.
Don't
you think it's time, like, you get... Why?
Why? Because when am I going to wear it? When am I going to buy it and then outgrow it?
There's going to be new funerals coming and...
Yeah, no, I don't...
What other event do you feel like you could wear? Why don't you wear a suit to dinner?
With who?
Your wife? What would she say?
She'd say, wait, what the fuck's going on? I would never wear a suit. I would never wear a suit to dinner when I'm going to eat and then it's just going to get bigger. They're very unforgiving. Like, you can't, what am I, undo the suit? Unless I get like a maternity suit where it expands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have nice shoes.
If we do a live Two Bears at some point, would you wear a suit to that?
No, no.
No, I mean, if we like, we'll.
No, why would I ever wear a suit? I'm just going to, I will be so uncomfortable. Like, I can't, you know, I can't even wear a shirt on stage. I legit can't wear a shirt on stage.
I think
stage.
That what I'm going to do, if we end up doing that at some point.
What, live Two Bears?
If we do a live Two Bears, you go shirtless, I'll wear a suit.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I end up, if I put on a suit, I don't wear a tie. I would never wear a tie with a suit. I can't wear a tie with a suit. Jesus. I feel like I'm getting fucking choked out. I can't wear a tie with a suit. I then, when I get there, the jacket comes off immediately. And then it's a matter of time before it gets untucked.
Yeah.
And then now I just look like a guy who's way too drunk at a wedding.
Which you probably are.
Which I usually am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, any wedding, if you were invited to a wedding next week, you'd pull out the blue suit?
Blue suit. Every picture you ever see of me in a suit, you will never find another picture of me in a suit. I had a suit before then. My grandmother got me a suit.
What the fuck is with the grandmother buying you the suits?
By the way, she's dead, and that's who no one's buying me suits. I wore that suit to her funeral.
You did?
I had one suit before she bought me this suit, and I wore it to the Emmys, to the Comedy Central. Not, it wasn't the Emmys. I wore it to the Emmy party, Comedy Central's yeah. Emmys party. And Amy Schumer came to my house and was like, we all left from my house. And she was like, you don't look comfortable. And it was so tight around my waist that, like, have you ever put pants on and you go to pull from one side to the other and they go, oh, that's not happening at all. Like,
I have never experienced that. But I can imagine what you're saying.
Because you just wear sweatpants.
I have a very...
I'll tell you what I wouldn't mind is I wouldn't
forgiving
mind...
Forgiving physique.
I wouldn't mind a sweatpants suit.
I'm sure that exists.
Sweatpants suit? Yeah. I want to lean into like a nice... Like, if we weren't going to do, like, what I'm looking for, did anyone see Birds of Prey? It's the new Harley Quinn movie.
I did not see it.
So
is it good?
Ewan McGregor, I saw it with the girls. The girls loved it. And that's what it's for. I mean, I loved it because I think that girl's fucking hot as shit.
That's why.
Yeah. I was like, oh, we're watching it for definitely different reasons.
How about that kind of suit?
What's that? I would wear, I wouldn't mind something like that. Like a nice, stretchy, like what I want to do is I want to get my face, I want to get like a really nice, like linen suit, but yeah, get my face embroidered all over it.
What a cool idea.
I'm really into tracksuits right now.
Tracksuits are
dope. I've been fucking loving tracksuits.
Yeah, I like tracks. And they're the best to travel in. And the best to ride the bus in. Oh, they're just so
tracksuits.
You actually, the thing that sucks about wearing those tracksuits all day before a show is you're like, I don't want to take this off to do the show.
Yeah, because tracksuits are like tracksuits are like a forgiving friend. They're like, nah, bro, eat anything you want.
Yeah.
You feel great. Are you kidding me? Cheeseburger?
You're supposed to have a drink.
You got this. Yeah. Why wouldn't you get a root beer? None of this is doing anything to your body. Do you feel that we're still very comfortable?
Yeah.
And then you go to put jeans on, and jeans are like your dad, like, hey, buddy, seriously? You look overweight. I mean, I'm not going to say it. I know it's Thanksgiving, but you should watch what you eat this
week. Did your dad say that exact thing? He did, right? My dad one time told me, he goes, this is like when I was well into being overweight. He was like, I think you're maybe starting to get a little bit of a gut. Like he was trying to, he was like,
wait, so your dad's not judgmental of you?
No, not like that. No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No, I know your dad is. That's what, that's so funny.
This is my dad can't help it. We'll be eating things, he'll just go, don't do that. Like I'll go to eat something, or the number one thing he does if I am gaining weight, he'll jump on their grenade for me.
Really?
So Say I go, we're out to eat. This is a perfect example.
Okay.
So we go out to eat, and they go, what do you guys want? Dinner, dessert? And I go, you know what? I'm gonna have another beer. And then what's good? They'll go, the tiramisu and the thing with the hard rock on top of it, whatever it's called. You know, it's a fucking, we gotta break it, and then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And I go, they'll go, really? And I said, yeah, let's get that.
No, creme brulee?
Creme brulee. Tiramisu and creme brulee. Let's get that. My dad will, when it gets there, he will eat all of it so that I can't touch it, and then he'll kill my beer.
And he's like, ah.
He's like, you don't want this as a joke, and then he'll take a big sip.
But he's doing it to like save you.
To save me from eating it. And I'm like, I'm just going to order another beer and another tiramisu. Like, he is, he'll tell me the same stories about weight loss. Like, he is, are you going to text somebody?
No.
What are you doing with your fucking phone?
Nothing.
We're doing a fucking podcast. Why are you doing this? Good God, fucking WME.
All right, sorry. Jesus.
This Mexican lady did not give me Diet Coke.
It's Coke?
It's Coke, and but it's so
do you feel
good.
Like it's permission?
I don't know. Is the lap dance cheating? I don't even ask.
Yeah.
Wait, you can put your dick in my dick in your mouth through your jeans, right? Oh, yeah, yeah. My dad.
Did you guys go to a good strip club this last week?
No, we haven't. The last strip club I went to was the best strip club I've ever been to.
Where?
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
What?
If I could name the name of it, I would.
Wait, that's the best strip club?
It was the most fun. The best strip club I've ever been to, without a doubt.
Florida.
No. I'm gonna layer them, okay? So, like, I went to one in Russia that was, like, I mean, literally was, like, no rules. You're like, we don't call this a strip club back home.
Yeah.
I went to one in the best one ever is Mons Venus. But now you're talking about, we went there back in the 80s.
Where is that?
In Tampa on Dale Mabry.
I was going to say, Florida is known for like crazy.
I mean, you just start the girl go, poke it out. And you're like, huh? Okay. Like,
I went to one in Florida when I was 15. And they were like, yeah, come on in. I told them I'm 15 years old, and I go, I'm thinking about like throwing a party here, and they're like, do you want to come to the back room, meet some of the girls, and they took me into the dressing room, and I'm sitting there, a sophomore in high school, like, like in the locker room.
Wait, could you shave then?
Yeah,
you could. How old were you when you started shaving?
Like, the mustache part, probably like 13, and then sideburns. 14.
So this is in order to hear this story properly,
yeah,
you got to know what Tom Segura this is.
Yeah, that's
this is
true.
A very attractive, chiseled jawed,
yeah,
full haired, almost looks like an offensive line coach, Tom Segura.
Right, and I'm at 15. I'm like 215 pounds, you know,
and whatever you are, 5'8".
They're like, yeah, 5'6" and a half.
And so you walk in, and
yeah, sorry to interrupt. Yeah. You got a guest? Yeah. Oh, great.
The fucking Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup is here. Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Right here? Yeah.
Is this really the Stanley
this
Cup?
This is the real Stanley Cup.
Hey, are you? Hang on. Spin around here. Is this the fucking Stanley Cup?
This is the Stanley Cup.
This is a prank. This is a prank.
This is the real Stanley Cup.
This is the real Stanley Cup?
Yes.
Like, how do I know that it's the real Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
By the way, this happened to me with a cop one time.
This is really amazing, man. Look how beautiful this is. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to drink out of it?
No.
No.
Oh, by the way.
You got to be around the winners to do that.
You got to? Okay. I mean, the person who...
Here, swing around here so we can see your face, sir.
Yeah. This is absolutely amazing to look at.
Wait, how did this fucking show up here? Are you in the wrong room?
Well, Wayne Gretzky's next door, so they figured he could just pop in here and do this real quick.
I got a phone call from the NHL and an email said, come up here and be here for around 2:30. Here I am.
Thanks
Are
so much.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah,
this is why you changed it. You didn't have a fucking meeting.
No.
You're such a fucking liar.
I did. And that's why I was texting, though. So when you talk about texting, see, the thing is about baseball is it's just a great sport, man. And
this is so fucking
awesome.
Hold on. So
give us a little, can you give us a little bit of, like, do you know any of the history of...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so tell us...
I've been traveling with it for 21 years.
For 21 years?
Yeah, this is the best relationship I've had in 21 years. I live on the road with it. So
why? Give us like a little history on...
Yeah, Stanley Cup's 128 years old. Stands 34 and a quarter inches tall. Made of... it's 37 and a half pounds. 97% silver, 3% nickel. It started off just as the bowl back in 1893 and started to grow. It was a little taller, more cylinder-like in 1947, and then they redesigned it to the shape that you see before you today. It doesn't get any bigger. We retire rings. This ring's going to come off in 11 years. Move all the rings up.
Really? That's how it happens.
I was wondering. This says 1904, and then you jump right to 1973. I was like, that's a lot of
fucking
work.
So wait, the ring comes off in a very like deliberate and special way that like preserves it?
Yeah. So, I mean, it'll go into the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. Get enshrined in the Esso Great Hall where the actual original bowl sits. Everything's original, but the actual bowl itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go into a vault and it'll be cut in half and mounted on a wall for more generations to see.
And so for our listeners who are not watching right now, you're wearing white gloves. You take extra special care of this. How much does this weigh?
37 and a half pounds.
37 and a half pounds. And so when a team wins, do they get a replica or everybody?
No, they play for the real thing. They get the real thing.
They get it for the year.
No, they get each player. Well, they get the team gets 100 days with it. So pretty much from the night they win till when the season starts.
Uh-huh.
And we travel literally around the world with the organization because we got players from all different parts of the world.
And they'll get to travel with it for a minute.
Yeah, they get to. We'll bring it to their hometown, whether it's in Canada, here in the
US.
So,
like, if a team has a Ukrainian player,
I've been there.
You fly to the Ukraine, and you're like, "Hey, Vlad, guess what I got for you?" And he's like, "Oh,"
and show it to my.
Someone grab the goat. We're gonna put milk in it, huh?
Was that the Ukraine in your experience?
No, that's not the Ukraine, and it was Ruslan Fedotenko, not Vladdy.
Ruslo, hey, пойдем, бе.
Were you ever surprised at the quality of strip clubs in some of the places you visited?
Well, first of all, I'm from Canada, so nothing touches Canada in that area.
Wow.
But the cup doesn't go in strip joints.
No.
Those days are long.
Wait,
what's the weirdest place the cup's been?
It'd be Afghanistan.
It was in Afghanistan?
Holy shit, it signed up for the military?
We went to visit the military and see the troops. Literally to be in the middle of a war zone was pretty wild.
Was that scary? Like... terrifying at all?
Yeah, no. I went over there on three different occasions with the cup, and the first time I went over, after we got on the ground, we did all this press and stuff and dealt with the top brass, and one of the generals asked me if we could go visit some troops at another base, and I'm like, well, the NHL doesn't want me leaving Canada, but let me ask you this, are you coming with me? He goes, absolutely. Next thing I know, we're up in the air with the U.S. Marines flying us across the ground and guns pointed at the ground in case we got shot at. Didn't know at the time, but Special Forces was following us in case we did get shot down. We got the Ford operating base, and the place went mental when we got there. It was amazing to see how many hockey fans and jerseys that came out. And When I got back into Kandahar, I went back to the barracks where I was staying, and the air raid siren went off. Well, I didn't get any of the safety briefing, so I didn't know what the heck was going on. And so I'm just sitting on the cup case reading a magazine while the fighter jets, and apparently we were under attack. I didn't see any missiles, but apparently there were missiles coming into the base, and I was the only guy that didn't take cover because, I missed the safety briefing.
That is wild. But yeah. Does this have a like when you're going, let's say, base to base or whatever, even traveling in a non-war zone? Does this have like a special case that you then put? It is.
Yeah, it does. It's just outside in your lobby.
Okay. Go grab it. Leave us alone with the cup for a second.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah.
Can we touch this?
You totally can touch it.
Okay.
So, all I'm thinking about is a promo. When was the last time Washington D.C. won the cup?
Over here.
Okay. Hey, someone grab my phone. Oh, shut up. That was two years ago.
Yeah.
The Washington
Big
Capitals.
Big fan over here.
St. Louis Blues. By the way, I went to my first hockey match in L.A. I went to see the Kings play. It was fucking awesome. I grew up in Florida, so we didn't have Canadians. You know,
I was in St. Louis.
You mean half of Canada lives in Florida?
Now they do.
But I was in St. Louis when they were in the conference finals that year. What, 2 years ago, right? Or last year, was it?
Last year.
And it was mayhem. Like, because I was playing in the venue attached to their arena.
Oh, okay.
And so the city was going.
The theater there.
Yeah, the Stifle. Yeah.
This
is so fucking insane. So they put every single player's name on here?
Yeah, so it goes ownership, upper management, coaches, trainers, and players. 52 names per year go in the cup.
52 exactly.
Yeah, and 65 years is the longest. 52 is as short as you can be on the cup. This year's winner is going to go right over here. I know we're on radio.
But, and who's going to win this year?
That's a good question. First team that gets to 16 wins, I guess.
Hey, are you traveling year-round? So it's never parked officially for a long time somewhere?
No, we're on the road about 320-some-odd days a year. Yeah. I'm on the road about 200-plus of that. It does go home to the Hall of Fame once in a while. If you go to the Hall of Fame today, you'd see the replica, and along with the original bowl and the cup, or in the vault. But this is the presentation. This is the one that goes on the ice.
This is amazing.
The one the players get.
Let me ask you this:
you're touching the same thing that every great player that's hoisted the cup is touching.
What is what's the most disrespectful thing you've seen done?
That's what I want to talk about. I want to hear crazy cup stories.
Yeah.
You know, it's not quite like everybody thinks it is.
No.
I mean, back in the 80s and 90s, before there was a keeper and before they had kind of control, if you talk to guys in the 70s and 60s, they didn't get 5 minutes with it. Some guys never even held it when they won it.
Really?
I got a little out of hand in the 80s and 90s, and the league was going to dial it right back to the way it used to be, where it goes on the ice and then back to the hall. But they did a lot of really cool things with it, and, you know, guys will eat out of it, drink out of it, of course.
I imagine.
Top of mountains fishing. And guys respect it. I mean, they've worked their entire life for this.
That's true.
You know, when alcohol does come in,
there's
common sense does go out. Or
there's alcohol, there's cocaine, and then there's girls.
I was willing to get a DUI with this cup today. Like, I drove here, and I was like, when he showed up, I go, looks like I'm drinking.
Yeah.
So they drink out of it? Drink maybe Molson?
Drink a variety of beers. A lot of beer.
So
champagne.
The only people, though, that really, you got to be there, like, at a winning moment.
Yeah, you got to be, it has to be held by one of the guys who has their name on the cup for you to be able to drink out of it.
That's a rule?
That's a rule.
Has to be held by one of the guys.
Just because, again, back in the time, accidents happened, and the thing wasn't going to last another 100 years if we kept going. And, you know, it is.
Do you have to get? Does it happen regularly where you have to get aggressive for somebody trying to do something?
Yeah. When was the last time you had to smack a wrist with the cup around? Like, whoa! We don't put other friends' dicks in the cup.
Things like that.
we're not running a train. I'm like, stop it! Goddamn
people have. I imagine people have tried to piss in the cup, right?
I had one incident where some guy was trying to do something, and he was a big boy, and I knocked him down and just gave it to him. And I thought to myself, this guy gets up, it could be a little scary. But
God. Was he jacking off in the cup?
No, he was not. No. He was trying to do something stupid, and I just knocked
him
down.
What was it?
It looked like he was trying to pee in it.
He's trying to pee in it.
He didn't get close to it.
That's disrespectful.
I mean, what did the guy look like? Did he look like us, or was he like, you know what I mean?
He looked worse than you guys.
Okay. That's not what I meant, but can we
saying he was in shape.
Can we do some photos?
Absolutely.
Yeah? All right, come on, Bert.
Are you shitting me? This is so fucking cool.
Mike, thank you so much for bringing the Stanley Cup. You had a trivia question we'd love to guess. Your question was...
Yeah, how many regular cans of beer does the Stanley Cup hold?
I feel like that's got to hold more than you think. Like,
so it just goes to three, again, I don't remember.
Right
to there.
Eight?
I'm going to guess six.
Six, eh?
Yeah.
Eight?
Wow. Not bad, but 14.
14.
What?
Wow. 14. Now, as a good Canadian boy, you don't put 14 in because six of them fall out. And that's just a crime.
Right, right.
that's called alcohol abuse.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because I guess in order to pour it in.
Yeah.
But I've seen it right to the rim, and it's 14 exactly.
14, man. Damn.
This is really, really, really cool. What a unique job you have.
Yeah.
So let's do a game, okay? We're sitting on an airplane, and I go, and you be you, and I'll be me, okay? Hey, man, you flying home or flying to work?
Probably going to work.
Oh, really? What do you do?
the honest answer is yes, I'm the keeper of the cup. If I want to just sit there and sleep, I sell insurance. You looking for any?
Oh, yeah. I'm an abortion doctor. I'm going to go to sleep, too. You're the keeper of the cup? Is that your, for Game of Thrones?
That is your go-to, though, insurance? Like, I have a...
I mean, most of the time, no, I mean, you guys probably fly a lot. You sit down, nobody usually talks. You get the odd person. And sometimes I'll talk and explain what I do, but...
If you sense...
Usually, as soon as you mention what you do, it opens up 1,000 questions, and your next thing you know...
I was going to say, I bet if you hear in a Canadian accent...
That's what I was about to say,
you're
too.
Like, you're like, uh-uh, man, I sell pens. Like, because you know it's really going to go deep.
So, what you do for a living, huh?
If that's his Canadian accent. he does mostly impressions.
So, what you do for a living? Oh, I'll take a Molson, please.
Oh, my.
So, why are you going home or to work?
Are you Dutch now?
Sounds Asian.
He is.
You should hear my Asian accent.
He has
spot on.
Just so you know, he's got.
You get paid for impressions. Wow.
He has a pretty wild reputation.
I've actually seen him before. Okay. Comedy Network.
All right. Oh, nice. Yeah. Did you find it enjoyable?
When his shirt's off. That's
what's the Club de Hockey Canadien?
Club de Hockey Canadiens, French way of saying Montreal Canadiens.
Oh. How do you feel about Montreal?
I like Montreal. It's a great organization. Their names are on there the most, 24 times.
24?
Yeah, followed by the Toronto Maple Leafs with 13 and Detroit 11.
Fuck. Wow. I didn't realize that Montreal has double.
Yeah, they haven't, like, Canada, they're the last Canadian team to win the cup in 1993, and it has not been won in Canada since then.
That's got to kill the country.
Well, again, there are a lot of Canadians on a lot of teams down here in the U.S. I mean, you look at St. Louis, I think the majority of their, I know for a fact, majority of their team was full of Canadians, had a few Europeans and a couple of Americans.
But like, so the Cup has made many trips to Canada, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where its home is, too.
Right, right.
The Hall of Fame.
But still, a Canadian team needs to win, man.
Be nice to see someday. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, look, man, this was awesome.
This was fucking way... I did not see this happening today. This is really cool, man. Yeah. And by the way, I don't even really follow hockey. I mean, I personally think I'd be a superior goalie, but that's, I think I missed my window unless someone wants to give me a shot.
Yo, I just noticed this right here, 2004-05 season not played.
Yeah.
And why go out of the way to make that decision?
Because it's a running piece of hockey history. Okay. It happened, whether it's a good thing or bad. I mean, it definitely changed the way our game is, for sure. It's never good to lose an entire season, but in 1919, it was also not awarded due to the Spanish influenza epidemic. And they canceled the Stanley Cup final with Seattle Metropolitans versus the Montreal Canadiens in 1919. And it says right on there, series not completed. So when we lost the entire season, we felt it was important. Gary Bettman agreed that it was good to mark the cup that we lost a year. I mean, it played through both World Wars.
Unreal.
I could sit here with this cup all day. Do you ever get drunk by yourself at your house and just like kind of just go through it and look at it like a fucking phone book?
Yeah, I mean, I sit around with it at my hotel room, to my house, at home, whether I'm on the road or at home. A lot of times during the Stanley Cup playoffs, I crack out the Stanley Cup and Stanley and I watch the Stanley Cup playoffs together, having a couple of beers.
So this thing never leaves your side?
I mean, me or another guy, yeah. The only time we're really separated is when we fly. Once we check it.
Cup?
We have no choice. Things changed a lot after 9/11. Yeah.
So you used to, like, fly with, like, in the seat?
Yeah, back in the day. I mean, we've done it once since 9/11, but to do one flight with a lot of logistics, it took 3 weeks to set up for one flight, and we're on a plane every couple
and
of days.
When you're, like, flying at home for Sasha in the Republic of Georgia, you check it, like, on multiple connecting flights and everything?
Yeah, connecting is always a little nerve-wracking. I mean, we were coming back from Siberia, Russia this year, and everything went smooth going through Russia on Siberian Airlines. And then we got to Munich and checked in with Lufthansa, and unfortunately it didn't get on the plane there. So I'm in Toronto, and the cup's in Munich. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is every day is a big day. There's always events going on. And then during the summer, it's a really big time because each member of the team gets it. And
how long, what's their distinct amount of time with it?
It's a day. Usually first thing in the morning until about midnight.
So wow. you show up like 10 in the morning. And you're like, all right, what are we doing today? And he's like, okay, first we're going to my mom and dad's house. And then we're going, to my buddy's house. Then we're going to my agent's. Then we're going to, like, they plan a day. No one's just like, oh, I'm going to sleep in.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, it's exactly. And hard schedule day, especially if it's your first time ever winning it.
Depending on the level, let's say the status of a player, do you have like extra security if they're, you know what I mean, like a more notable?
Yeah, I mean, that's up to the player's responsibility to get extra security. I mean, they know, obviously, if it's a big name player and the cup. I mean,
what's the story behind this dent right here?
I mean, there's been nicks and bends. Is there a story? I always say, let's see what you look like at 128 and party like that records, right? Okay. So it's in pretty good shape for how old it is. I mean, this one
seems pretty pronounced.
Yeah. I mean, the trophy doesn't hide behind glass like any other trophy. I mean, it's out in the community every day.
I feel like you're talking shit to other trophies right now. Like,
no.
This might be the number one trophy in sports. I don't even know much about hockey, but I know how much fun this
is. Hockey, 11 guys on the field at the same time, different bases. You run home and score.
Yeah.
Hockey.
Yeah. So wait, can I make an offer right there, right now? If there is anyone,
$6,000, can we keep it?
Throw a few more zeros.
Okay.
If there is anyone who wins the Stanley Cup at the end of the year and they want me to be a part of their package for their one day, I will party with them morning until night. It'll be on my dime. They don't have to pay me. I will fly out and party with you at the Cup. I would love to have a day partying with the Cup.
Could you let
just put that out there?
Some of the higher ups know?
I can let the guys know. Well, wait till June when they win it, but I'll throw it out there and for the team that wins.
And no one's ever been like, can I have sex on top, like above the Cup? That's a yes.
Oh, that's a yes.
Of course.
I don't know.
Bingo.
Of course.
Hey, look, it's 100.
And was that guy's name Brian?
It's 128 years. I've heard a lot of different stories.
Was that
over
guy's
the days.
Name Sydney?
No, it was not.
All right. Last question. Number one madman who you're like, no, I'm not going back to his house with the cup. It was like the hangover last time I was there.
No, you know what?
No,
there's a couple of guys, and their parties are pretty wild and crazy. But no, I've never said, oh, I never. Like, the guys are great. You know, we got a great group of players, coaches, and trainers in the NHL, and, you know, it's always a fun time. Guys are good. Like, I've never ever gone, oh, I don't want to do it.
Can we check out the case? Can we go out there and check out the case?
Yeah, totally.
I thought you were going to say, can we quickly engrave the names of our tours and specials?
Is that cool? You down with that?
Yeah. Hey, big boy, Birdie Boy World Tour, take it down. What's the name of yours? Still Eating? What's the name of your special?
Ball Hog? Don't say anything racist. The cup is here.
Oh.
Has anyone ever something super racist to the cup?
No.
Okay. Bert, go for it.
What would someone do racist to the cup?
I don't know. It's silver. Maybe you don't like the color. I could see you coming up with something.
I'm not racist, sir.
You know how.
I'm not racist. The game's over. I'm not racist.
You know how, like, non-racist people are always pointing out that they're not. Let's go check out that case.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, sir.
This is amazing. All right, guys. Thanks for having us.
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
How the fuck did that happen?
So I got a call that last year that someone told me, they're like, oh, there's this NHL event and somebody is a fan. Like somebody at the NHL.
Yeah.
And I was on tour.
Why are so many athletes fans of yours?
I think we kind of are drawn to each other. Athletic guys and athletes are like... sort of like, you know,
okay,
what I mean? Like they
okay.
were like, you train, I train. Like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
You want to hang? I was like, yeah.
You okay. ever notice it's retired athletes?
Yeah, I noticed like just like powerlifters and me are just kind of really kindred spirits. No, so they said, you know, somebody there was a fan. Also, by the way, I got a big fan high up at NASCAR. They're like, NASCAR wants you to do this event. I was like, okay. I've never watched a NASCAR race or anything.
Whoa. We've got to get out to the track and challenge each other racing.
Oh, I'm in.
They can do that. They can do that in I think in Talladega. We did it at a track for Trip Flip.
Yeah.
Where you can go out and they get you in one of the cars.
We can do time lapse. Yeah.
Oh, we have to do that.
Sure. Let's do it.
Hold on. That has to be done.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Even if we don't do it.
Could we do this show where we did something like that and then played it up here and talked about the event?
Sure.
Because that would be fun as fuck to do. And then put the event out online, but us playing it. Because it's just like people always tell me that your dance video, the hardest I ever laughed was me watching your dance video.
Of course, of course. Because
I was dying laughing.
Well, we could do, by the way, we don't have to do NASCAR to do that. We could go to a track.
Yeah, but I want to go NASCAR.
Why?
I love NASCAR. Have you ever been to a NASCAR event?
No.
They're awesome. They're fucking awesome. In the infield.
Yeah. Like that? You like
sound
that?
Effects?
You like the tires being changed?
soda. Come on, get out of the pit.
But I'm saying we could go do time lapse at any track with a car, you know, the same car.
And yeah, I would. But I went to one NASCAR event.
I'm not opposed to doing it there. I'm just saying it's accessible.
Let's do. I say what we do. What if we did a mashup the way Rogan does? Does UFC? Yeah. What if we did a show together at a NASCAR event?
Mm-hmm.
Like we do it, and then we go to the NASCAR event, and then we come home. And let's go to a big one, like Daytona or Talladega.
You want to go to there, do a show there?
I want to do a show the night before, so we can deficit fund our trip, and then go to the NASCAR the next day.
Yeah.
And why don't we even do a live Two Bears, One Cave up the way they have their commentators? Hey, it's Bert and Tom. We're here at Talladega.
We can do it,
and we'll live stream it.
We could do it.
That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, we could do it. So, all right, let me finish telling you the hockey thing. All right, okay. So they wanted me to do something last year. I said I couldn't do it because I was on tour. And then literally a couple days ago, I got a call. Hey, the NHL guys reached out and said the Stanley Cup is in town. Do you want it to visit you? And I was like, yeah. Like, where? When? And they're like, no, it's up to you. Like, what day works? And I was like, Wednesday. And then they got back to me. They're like, yeah, Wednesday works. What time? And I go, well, can they come to the studio? And so I tried to coordinate it. And then I tried to coordinate it because I had to move our time for the meeting.
Oh, yeah, you had to coordinate it again.
So I had to go, no, go back to them. Ask them if they'll come. And I wanted it to be as we were recording. So they would just come in with it.
It was
the
perfect surprise.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was real.
Yeah.
I really didn't think it was real. Like I was like, there's no way. There's no way. And then I saw the base and I was like, there's no way they put that much detail into like
a gag.
I was like, this is insane. And then
remember when we did this first episode of this and I had Hannah and now you guys are like friends.
I saw her today.
I had her in a cocktail dress.
I totally degraded her. Now she's my spin teacher.
You were like,
Yeah, look at that décolletage. Nice. Yeah. Dude, she works out. Yeah, no shit. She's my trainer now.
your neck was breaking. You were like, damn.
So I feel so horrible.
You're like, I just saw you as slam piece.
I just saw you as a slam piece. Now you're a human.
I didn't see you as a person before. Yeah. And no, it's so weird when you start treating women like as people. Like, has that been a real challenge for you?
I'll be hitting the spin glass sometimes. Oh, I gotta remember what I thought of her.
Like, oh, yeah.
And then, oh, whew.
Would you have hooked up with her?
Who?
Would you have hooked up with Hannah? No. Like,
no, no? Probably then, not now.
Probably then.
But then I would have been like, oh, like if I was single, I would definitely want to hooked up with her. Now that I know her, I definitely wouldn't have. Because I'm not, by the way, I'm not shitting on Hannah, but she shares a lot about herself in Spin Glass. She's like, all right, this song was really big when I was 13. Braces on, big pigtails. And you're like, ugh, sounds sexier, Hannah.
So
jumping on the bed in my yellow. Like she's
right.
Yeah, like, now I know her as a human. And right. But like, you know, when you just see her, obviously she's gorgeous. And by the way, I've only seen her with her hair up now.
But you're saying like you would prefer that story to be like a little sexier.
No.
Like I remember when I was wearing a bikini and I was getting fingered.
No, I definitely don't want that. By the way, I'm panting so hard in those fucking spin classes that it's all I can do to get through it. But her stories are so like, she's not like, when I first saw her, she was like beautiful, sexy. Walked in and out of the room.
Right.
Donuts. How do you not love that?
Yeah.
And now I see her like hair up and she's, hey, I got a heart foundation. I have a heart foundation. I, you know, for pulmonary colmonisms or whatever. And
pulmonary colmonisms.
Yeah, whatever. So I know her too well. Like, and she.
Right. Yeah. Now like, it's like, now it's well. like a cousin or something. It's like a friend of yours, right?
Honestly, more like a little sister because she is so much younger than me.
Yeah.
You forget, like, I think that's.
Do you forget how much older you are than someone sometimes? Like when you talk, oh my
fucking
God.
Time. My kids that work at Starbucks, I called them kids today and I was like, I shouldn't call them kids. I was like, no, I'm like 27 years older than any of them.
That's a lot older.
It's bizarre because, you know, this sounds crazy, but when, you know, we'll use Hannah as an example because I'm friends with her.
Yeah.
But like when I first saw her, you go, oh yeah. Then she'll play music and she'll be like, okay. This song was big when I was in fourth grade. And I'm like, I'm like, Nirvana? Like, are you shitting me? Like, I was in college.
Yeah.
Like, she'll say a song and then you forget. That's why I'm always so blown away at dudes who can date younger chicks. I'm like,
way younger.
Doesn't that creep you the fuck out?
Yeah.
I would be more apt to help Hannah get to the next place where she wants to get in her life
as an
older person than to try to fuck someone like that. That creeps me out in the weirdest way. And I often think I was telling
how this, young could you go if you were
a great fucking question.
Yeah.
That is a great,
let's think
question.
About that for a second. So let's think about that.
I can so tell wait, you, it would be below 49. Fucking Jesus Christ.
So how old are you?
I'm 47. Leanne's 49.
Yeah. Right. So
Leanne brings up the fact that people go, how old are you? She goes, 50. I go, you're 49. Don't say 50. You're not fucking 50. You're 40 fucking 9. Because when you say 50, they think I'm 52.
Yeah.
So say 49 and then I'll go 47. I'm a lot younger.
Yeah, yeah. I do the same thing because Christina's older than me.
Christina's like, what, 52?
She's 56.
56. And you're 70. You're 47?
I'm 40.
Isn't it crazy that people think I'm younger than you?
I've never heard that, but.
Guys, in the comments. In the comments. Who looks younger, me or Tom? Thanks, guys.
I'm so used to people thinking I'm older. It's just whatever.
You've always looked at older, but you act older.
Well, the other thing is a strange thing is when guys will be like when guys comment. You know, like I was at a bar after a show and these guys were talking to us, just like, oh yeah, you're shooting the shit. How you like it here? Blah blah blah. And eventually the guy's like, well. Do you remember that? He goes, you're not exactly a, you know, young guy. And I was like, the fuck are you talking about, man? Like, how old are you?
So wait, have you always felt older than everyone you've been around or younger than everyone around?
I feel like I was a young guy around a lot of people growing up. You know what I mean?
Like I've always felt like the youngest guy whenever I hang out with people.
Yeah.
Like I remember in like fifth grade, there was this kid, Jay. He was in like fourth grade. And I kept talking to him about like middle school. And he was like, I got a couple years for that. And I was like, wait, you're younger than me? I was talking to a fourth grader. And he was like,
fourth grader.
And I was in fifth grade. And I was like, God damn it, Bert, grow the fuck up.
I always felt like I was the, especially in stand up too, I felt like I was the kid on every show.
Always.
Everyone I emceed and featured for was like 20 years older than me.
I always feel like me and you are not that far off in age in stand up. Yeah. But then you look at it and you're like, oh, we're like legit 7 years apart in stand up. Nikki Glaser, Amy Schumer, you, Theo, I feel like all of us are the same age. But I'm closer to like Burr and Rogan.
Yeah.
Which I don't feel at all, like even remotely.
Hanging out with you, you also have like, you know, kid-like energy. So I feel like those guys are much older than me. Like, yeah. I don't mean like they look old. I just mean like their energy is of like, you know, it's like a dad-like.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're an elder, you know, mature, whatever. And I feel like if I couldn't see you, I would feel like you're 10 years younger.
Everyone always says to me, I'm taller than they expected.
Oh, that's I love that. Every time I meet somebody, it is the best compliment because everybody thinks I'm 5'6". So I hear that every week when I meet someone. They're like, you're a lot taller than I thought. I'm like, feels good.
They always say to me, you're not as fat as they say you are.
Yeah, yeah. That's another one.
And I go, yeah, it's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Kinda.
And they're like,
wait,
where's that cross on fire? And you're like, oh, that's a joke too.
Hey guys, once again, we're gonna have to pump the brakes on this racist thing with my special airs because we do have some touch and go segments in there where we could get really lit up. So I've already gotten nervous where they're like, hey, do you want to do the Breakfast Club? I was like, yeah, don't reach out to them right away. Like, let's let the special play out and see if they want to reach out to me. back to how young would I fuck?
Yeah. You're 47. All right. Okay. Let's start like here. Would you sleep with a 40-year-old?
Oh yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's like regular.
Okay, let's go five at a time. So how about 35? That feels like,
describe 35 to
me. So 35 is,
describe
like
her, tell me about her. What does she do for a living? Where's she at in her life? Like, what kind of money does she have? What is she looking for? Does she want to get married? Does she want to have kids? Because I wouldn't. Here's the deal. Now, this is going to sound fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay. Pull them up online. Aubrey Plaza.
She's 35.
By the way, I'm sure fucking Hollywood actresses. Amy Poehler's not 35.
No.
No. Fucking, you got the wrong list.
But that.
No offense, Amy Poehler.
That seems right on the money, I would think, for Aubrey Plaza, you know? She's like established. She's got her own thing going on. She knows what she wants to do.
No,
she knows
I'm not who looking she for is. That. I don't want
to. I know. That's why it's kind
don't
of
want
like
that. Now here's the thing. If I'm thinking about starting a second family, 35 is too old.
Not only that, this is going to be a lot harder to manipulate a 35-year-old. You know, they have their more sense to them.
Especially if it's Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, she's definitely. She'll run circles around you. So you need. Okay, let's just say no right away.
Get Aubrey Plaza off the screen, okay?
So, but
like here, she's out of my league, even in real life, like.
So let's say 30. Now, 30 is probably just mature enough where it's not going to make you crazy to talk to. But she's you know, a 30-year-old can be like, can have their shit together, has some money, has a job.
Doesn't have any money.
30-year-old?
Nothing saved up.
She can pay her bills.
She can pay her bills.
Yeah, she can pay her bills.
She can pay her bills. She probably doesn't have a savings account. She has a savings account, but she's not like got a nest egg.
But like, what kind of money? Why does this serve a big factor to you?
Money's not actually a factor to me at all.
Okay.
I don't want to take someone, and then I thought about this today.
Yeah.
There was a girl in Spin who was like super beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her, but she looked like she could be a little bit of a mess.
Do you do that thing where you smell her seat? Like when?
No, I definitely don't smell her seat.
I don't know. I've never been. I'm asking.
No.
Okay.
And I thought, this is a bizarre thought, but I thought I could, and I've had this thought before. I've tried to work it into a bit, but it never came out right.
Yeah.
If I go, I could blow her mind. Like I could take her from where she's at and then immediately put her into a lifestyle where she would be like, oh my God, like what the fuck happened? Like, mm-hmm. And by the way, I can't do that with Leanne. I can't impress her. Like,
right.
If I go, hey, it's your 50th. I want to buy you a Porsche. She goes, no. And I go, why not? She goes, because I don't want it. And I'm like, why? She goes, too much money. Why don't we just put that? Don't, no, put it in savings. Well, for the girls' college. And I'm like, stop. Like, I want, let's get
let
a private jet.
Let me have some
jet.
Fun.
Yeah. I said, let's go skiing. We have 3 days off. Let's go skiing. We'll take a private jet to Utah. And she goes, oh, fucking no way. I'm already out.
Can I tell you, though, what your big mistake is?
Because by asking.
Yeah. You've repeated this a few times.
I bought Leanne her very last present ever on Valentine's Day. She will never get a present for me ever again in her entire life.
This most recent
Valentine's Day.
Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, 100 fucking percent.
And then we'll talk about fucking 30-year-olds. Go.
So Leanne, it starts with the fact that I tried to buy Leanne jewelry once. Now, Leanne is extremely difficult to shop for. Whether or not that is the fact that no one bought her presents when she was growing up, or that the presents she got as a child were always underwhelming, or she wasn't allowed to show gratefulness for whatever fucked up reason her family might have had. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is, but she's always been tough to buy her presents. When I first time I ever bought her anything, I bought her a silver bracelet. And her words, instead of thank you, was, silver washes me out. And I went, okay.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, so just gold? And she was like, yeah, gold, and that's all you can buy me. So I bought her gold, and she'd be like, oh, no, I like it. Thanks. That's the way Leanne receives a present. So Valentine's Day comes up. She says, I want nothing. And I said, okay. Now, I knew that she had said in passing, I really love wearing a neat tracksuit. Like, they're really fun. I really wish that someone over Christmas had bought me a, I forget the name of the fucking tracksuit. It's like a really high-end tracksuit, mm-hmm. and they're based out of Venice. There's one at the mall on Riverside, but they're based out of Venice. Wish I knew the fucking name of them. And I said to Leanne, I said, okay, I'll buy her nothing. Now, this is my only day home, right? I go to Hot Spin, and I know that I need to be back at 3 o'clock to pick up Isla at school. It's like 11 o'clock. I get in the car, and I drive in 2 hours traffic.
I think I saw the photos of this, right? Did I see a photo? Okay.
So you drive. Aviator Nation.
Aviator, yeah, they're great.
They're great. Yep. They're amazing.
They make great jackets.
Aviator Nation is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
A little expensive, yep. Really expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive.
But not super expensive. They're just really comfortable. Their sweats are comfortable. Their jackets are comfortable. Everything about them is fucking awesome. The girls love them.
Christina is obsessed with
Dude,
Aviator Nation.
I bought the girls all matching Aviator Nation tracksuits like a year ago for a vacation when we went to Bali, and they all wore them and they all loved them and they took pictures in them, right?
Yeah.
So I say, she says, both the girls got Aviator Nation tracksuits for Christmas, mm-hmm. and she was like, I'd always wish someone had bought me one. I wish someone had bought me one. She has said that a couple times, right? Now, I heard that. Like you are really good at buying push presents. You always have been. Yep. You just get them. You bring them to her. Yep. She loves them.
Yep.
I get in traffic. I drive from my house to Venice, which at the time was an hour and a half down to Venice. I find parking in fucking Venice off Abbot Kinney. Took forever. I go in. I go to MedMen first, and then I go to Aviator Nation, and I say, what color velour tracksuits do you have? Velour is a little nicer, right? Mm-hmm. A lot more comfy. They said, well, we've got gray. I said, no, don't buy gray. Gray washes are out. I'm not getting gray.
Yeah.
She said, gray. We've got green. I said, she won't like green, but you know what? Now I'm going, fuck it, I'm buying the girls' tracksuits. You know what? Georgia would look great in green.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got black, and I was like, Isla would like black, but she would hate a matching tracksuit. So I mix and match for Isla, mm-hmm. right? And then I go, what else do you have? And they said, we have a gold tracksuit. And I went, like,
bam,
gold's her color.
Yeah.
Silver washes are out, gold's her color. I buy the gold, I buy the green, I buy the black pants with an oversized red hoodie for Isla that isn't zip up, it's a pullover, all velour. I then buy Isla extra large pants because she steals my pants. I thought about this fucking present.
You nailed it.
I thought about it, and then I paid for it. Was not cheap.
No.
Got back in traffic at the worst time to be in traffic, because I would argue 3 o'clock's worse than fucking 5 o'clock these days.
Yeah, terrible.
Drive all the way home. I've spent 5 hours getting this present. I bring him home. Leanne's there, and I go, can I just show you your present? She goes, you got me a present? And I go, yeah. And I pull them all out. She goes, oh, please say it's not green or gold. And I went, well, it's gold. She goes, oh, no. Why would you get me gold? Gold washes me out. I went, hold on. And I lost my shit. Tom, I lost my shit. I said, this is the last present you'll ever get from me. And I said, there's no thank you. There's no like, hey, you just drove out of Venice. She goes, why would you drive to Venice? And I went, hold on. Stop all of that. Why would you? And I got so upset. And I was like, By the way, no one got me anything.
Of course.
Like, no one got me anything.
Yeah, you're dead.
And I'm sitting here. Yeah. Georgia comes in. She goes, oh, my God, I love this tracksuit. I look at Leanne. I go, that's how you do when you get president. That's what you're supposed to say. Isla comes in. Hold on. Secret time.
Yeah.
Georgia comes in and says, Mom says to me directly, Mom says I'm going to hate your present. And I went, did you just get in her head before? What? By the way, Leanne will see this and hate that I'm sharing this. Hate that I'm sharing this.
Why would she assume that Georgia wouldn't like the present?
I do not know. I think she was, in all fairness, I think Leanne had said to Georgia, listen, Dad's very sensitive about these presents.
And he really misfired on this one.
Yeah, and he really misfired. So if you hate it, just don't let him know that you hate it. And then Georgia was like, I loved it. She's like, why would Mom think I wouldn't like that? And I went, wait, what? Isla comes home, looks at the pants and goes, what size are they? I said, extra large. Lights up. She slept in them. Isla slept in them for 3 days. She wore them everywhere she went. They were the coolest. Pull up a picture of us on our tracksuits. It's on my fucking Instagram. So then Leanne puts on the gold tracksuit. Georgia puts on green. Isla puts on hers. We go to our friend's house and they're like, God damn, I love your tracksuit, Leanne.
Right there.
Yeah. This is all of it. And by the way, she looks awesome in the gold.
Great.
She looks awesome. And now she loves it. But I go, get, look, your wife just said, looks great. Look, your wife, the first fucking person, looks great.
Yeah, it does look great, though.
They look great.
She looks really happy in the photo.
I think that's actually a fake smile. Oh. Like, look, but look.
And Isla, does Georgia love her? She
Georgia
great
loves
hers.
Isla will not take hers off because it's an extra large pullover velour hoodie, extra large black
pants. It's awesome.
Pants.
It's awesome.
Isla's like, thanks, I'm so glad they didn't match. And I said to Leanne, I said, it's the last present you ever get from me.
And what'd she say to that?
Oh,
fine.
Come on. You know I'll buy her another present.
Of course you will.
But it's like.
You gotta start ignoring.
Cut back to the girl in spin.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, right? Yeah. You sniffed her seat. She's beautiful.
This is my point about wives.
Oh, right. Because you could blow this girl's mind. That's
I could blow.
Saying.
If any chick heard, any woman in LA heard, you drove from the valley to fucking Venice.
I know.
In the middle of the day.
Sopping wet.
Just what?
Yeah.
They'd be like, for me? Yep. That's what they would say, for me? But a wife and also, hears that different and goes, hold on, why would you do that? We have pickup at 3. You were going to be late for pickup. You're like, that's not the point. It's Valentine's Day and I want you to feel special.
But also think about how like that girl from spin class, like she hasn't been like eaten out with like you have a toy in her ass. You know what I mean?
I'm not bringing that funder. That's not going to happen. She also hasn't been eaten out after I had hot wings and had that inside her vagina. And that's where a wife comes in pretty handy. They're like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck's wrong with you?
So
I still love you.
What are you going to do for her 50th? I think you got to do a surprise. You got to do the surprise.
No, there's no fucking way I would ever do a surprise.
No.
There's no fucking way.
Here's what you
I
do.
Would do a surprise and then watch all our friends see her go, why did you do this?
Surprise trip. That's what you got to do.
Surprise trip.
Yep. You got to buy the tickets, book it all, and just be like, here's your passport. Here we go.
Leanne is so penny conscious that she would, it would, for her, it would mean more if I didn't do any, like, it's like.
Do this,
it's
do just, this.
It's, buy I said, surprise trip. I said, I'll take everyone to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'll take everyone. Let's do a big trip. Like a real, let's all go to Vegas. Let's something cheaper where you can get everyone. Well, I'll get a party bus. I'll get the tour bus.
You should buy the flights. Pay for the hotel, have it all lined up. Just be like, here's a card and have it all in the card. And then when she's like, how much does this cost? Be like, it's not coming out of your fucking pocket, so don't worry about it. And then just go to the airport.
She doesn't hear that. It is. She sees it as definitely coming out of her pocket.
No, I know.
Her brain goes, that is definitely my pocket.
Don't repeat
what I said. Leanne, yeah, yeah. Tom said, you're not paying for any of this. Tom said, you don't really make any money. Tom said, I wear the big pants. I got the big dick. I got the big pockets. I decide where we're going. That's what Tom said.
Oh, good. Cool. I'll be welcome. At your house, thanks. Fuck,
dude. I Leanne, you know what? Oh, by the way, Leanne is going to hate this podcast.
Will she watch this?
Yeah, she probably will watch this. I guess she had so much fun today with Push.
Oh,
you know what she asked
what?
For the call in sick to work show that we're doing?
Yeah,
that I have not announced yet.
That's all right, there's no details. There's no details.
We're doing live podcasts in one room.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my gosh, maybe we could do a So Over October. And I was like, you're not going to get pushed. She's got a busy day.
Oh,
she was like, would should you ask her? And I was like, I would love for her and Leanne to do a live podcast and watch Leanne get fucking just deer in headlights in front of fucking 400 people. Like,
she would not be. I think she would not be thrown,
dude.
I think Leanne's
live
kind
podcasts,
of.
No, live podcasts are very different.
I know. I've done them.
I can't do them.
Well, I think your instinct would probably be what most comics' instincts become at the live podcast, which is you start performing to the crowd.
Yeah.
But it's not as good of a podcast. And you end up making the audience laugh, but the podcast sort of, like we used to do the live Your Mom's House shows all the time. And the thing that we learned was that doing that, like facing each other, would help the podcast. If you wanted to.
Really?
It was like staying connected, like keep talking to each other.
Yeah.
Because what happened is if you're doing the live podcast, you tend to start, you know, facing the crowd.
You guys know what I mean, right?
Dude, and then you end up, you're basically doing crowd work, which is fun in
the room.
Maybe
Liam would be better than me because she doesn't even know how to play to an audience.
Maybe.
She would just be in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the trick of it is to, because it makes sense to try to make some jokes to the crowd, but like if you end up just performing to the live audience, your podcast is just you doing crowd work.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I have tour dates to announce April 1st, and I was like trying to think.
What dates? What area will you be announcing the? I'm saying time of the year. You be announcing the fall then?
Fall, yeah. Okay. We just to be clear, me and Tom's agents looked at our calendars to make sure we're not going to San Jose this week, and then I'm there next week.
That
will not happen again, everybody.
Dumb.
There were so many people like, asshole, I just bought tickets for Tom.
I know.
Like, I will not see you. I'll see you in 2 years.
Yeah. We should spread it out.
Yeah. And then we're doing something together, but I would love to do something.
What? You want a surprise, you said?
Yeah.
Like that kind of surprise?
What?
Stanley Cup showing up? Is that what you mean?
We should do a surprise for a live event. For like if we were to do a podcast that we haven't announced yet.
Yeah.
We should do a surprise, a good surprise.
Okay, we can discuss that. I mean, it's going to be...
Let's each bring each other surprises.
It's going to be wild, the live podcast.
Yeah.
It's gonna Shit, be I wish we could tell.
Yeah, when are we supposed to announce it?
I don't know. They would definitely let us know.
How about this? Hey, guys. We're going to be part of the Netflix festival.
We're
doing a live podcast
at the Wiltern here in Los Angeles.
Yes. And so if you want your tickets, check out
our socials.
Our socials. I'm on Instagram and Twitter. So is Tom.
Yep. And we will post there because we don't have the information as the time of this recording. But the show is this year and it's at the Wiltern.
It's in April.
It's part of the Netflix comedy festival. And that's all the information we have. We hope you come to the live taping
of our show
of April. Two Bears, April, and then he'll be shirtless and I'll wear a suit.
Yep, and we'll have surprises for each other.
Yep,
and if you want to take pictures with us, I probably will, and he won't. We should get a big cutout of you, yep. And I'll stand next to your cutout.
That's hilarious.
And people can take a picture of me, you, and your cutout.
That's great. We should do it.
By the way, my meet and greets will be skinnying up while this coronavirus hits the United States of America.
Do you normally meet after a show now?
Maybe 500.
Where?
At a bar. Evansville. We just went to a bar. And it got...
Wait, how did you know which bar to go to?
I get done the show and then I put it on my Instagram stories at the end. We pick a bar that's kind
of... You don't announce it from stage.
I don't announce it from stage. Okay. I put it on my Instagram stories. I want people that really, really want to meet me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to just be like, hey, because everyone go, let's just go there and get a beer. And then
you ever do the post show? Someone's like, I'll take a picture. You're like, I'm not trying to.
No. By the way, the one I get all the time. I know you love this, Bert. Come on, get over here. We'll get a picture.
Oh, yeah.
The best is I went to an XFL game with Burr, and anytime someone goes, I don't want to be that guy, and he goes, you already are, so stop. If you don't want to be that guy, then walk away.
Hilarious.
Like, by the way, he was aggressively annoyed with being with me in a public place.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, he goes, you're matching their energy. Stop matching their energy.
Yeah.
They get excited, then you get more excited that they met you. Stop. Just say yes.
He has no tolerance.
He's been doing that for fucking, I mean, I don't know how long he's been famous, like 15 years?
Something
for me,
like
it's
that.
Been four.
Yeah.
Or not even four, really, just kind of two.
Yeah.
And no, but man, yeah.
So a 30-year-old, you would fuck a 30-year-old. What about, okay.
I'd be more apt for 32.
Wait, why? I thought you were going to go the other direction.
No. I want to go older. I always want to go older. I like women aging better than... so I've never been into like young... Even when I was young, I always felt like there was something not really developed about like girls.
So would you hook up with a 19-year-old?
No, not even a chance. No fucking slim chance to none.
Really?
Not even remotely.
That's only about 30 years younger. What's the turnoff?
I don't want to talk to her.
Of course.
I have nothing to say to her. I feel like any of my ideas, if she likes them, I'm going to hate them.
Yeah.
Like I go, I have an idea about a joke where I talk about technology and dating. And she's like, I love it. And
you're like,
of course you do, because you're a child.
Yeah. Okay, so 32.
32 is my limit. If I was going to remarry, she'd be 32. God, that's still too fucking young, because then here I am 70, and she's 50 slamming fucking young dick.
Yeah. 32.
I'm gonna marry a 37-year-old widow.
She has to be widowed?
Yeah, with kids.
Wait,
so
what?
I can come in, slide in. I don't have to do the pampers and stuff. But they're like 4 and 6.
Oh, okay.
And they're boys, and then I'm like, ha-ha, I've always wanted boys. And then, yeah, 37-year-old widow.
And do you care how the husband died?
I don't want it to be a heart attack, because I don't want her browbeating me about the way I eat. Can't be liver failure. It's got to be like something. Can't be a surprise accident.
Hang gliding or something like
that? No, because anytime he leaves the house, she's like, make sure to wear your seatbelt. And you're like, I'm not him, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I would want him to be
attacked
brutally. Yeah, brutally by a gang of young thugs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can always say off-color things. And she's like, yeah, fuck, I'm right.
There he is. So.
Goddamn Vietnamese gangs.
Yep.
The Hmong are just taking over.
You mean
Chinatown.
Those Irish gangs, always acting up.
the fucking Southeast.
No one ever means that. I remember watching an episode of Real Sports one time. You ever watch Real Sports?
Yeah. By the way, yes. And it sucks lately.
I haven't watched it lately.
So fucking bad.
Why?
If you're a producer at Real Sports, step up your fucking game. What happened? Does everything have to be about CTE or Tommy John surgery or women's soccer players in Afghanistan? Fucking tell me a good story. It's like everything's got to be a heartfelt fucking narrative on society. It can't just be like, dude, this guy was a
fucking... This kid's 11 and can dunk.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm so tired of Real Sports. I'm so tired of it. Even their year wraparound was boring as fuck.
It's always disease.
This kid has no legs and his brother pushes him in a wheelchair. That's a great story, but it's not super uplifting when you're on the treadmill. You're like, God damn it, man. I feel like depressed.
Of course.
CTE. I'm tired of CTE stories.
They make you cry so much.
I can't watch football because of the goddamn CTE stories on fucking... We get it, man. They get it too. They know they're getting it. We know they're getting it.
Yeah.
Leave it. Leave it.
Let them be dumb. Let them.
That's not what I was going to say.
Oh.
But, But like, yeah, Real Sports has, in my opinion, dropped the fucking ball. Like,
there was an episode where, you know, like they'll show the piece and then they go back to the studio and Bryant Gumbel was with whoever did the piece. It was like an old white guy.
And then Bryant Gumbel just cuts him off the knees. He's like, sat with him. He seemed like a rapist to me. Why didn't you bring that up? And he's like, I don't know. Cause
I just want to keep this job, man. So
I don't know. Maybe you're fucking killing everyone around here, Brian, and you're really difficult to work with, and you don't let us put the fucking mic on the way you should put a fucking mic. Brian Gumbel, he will not allow them to mic him the way everyone else gets mic'd. Everyone else gets a fucking mic on your lapel or your tie or inside your shirt.
And him?
He just gets it on his fucking jacket. Giant fucking, no one cares. You know what? I actually care.
It bothers you.
As a guy who's been
to television. Do you see the cord? Do you see the cord?
You see the cord every time you see the cord on him.
Yeah.
Go to Real Sports. I don't, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just saw it on one episode. I'm really sorry, Bryant. I was a little hot. No, it's fucking, you know?
Well, these are also promo shots. So this was done for photography. Yeah. So. Okay, you see that old white guy right there?
I love him. Love him.
It was with him. So what happened was he said something about thugs. Like you were talking about, like, you know, all these thugs. Yeah. And he goes, you know, some thugs, like, you know, these Bloods and these Crips. And Frank was like, ho. Why they got to be Bloods and Crips? And he's like, what? And he goes, what? How about they were Italian and Irish? And he was like,
Bernie is his name.
He's like, Bernie. And he was like, no one means that.
Hey, Brian, why don't we do this? Why don't we just cut this out all together and I'll stick it from the top?
Yeah.
Bernie is fucking awesome.
He's
by the
great.
Way, Andrea on
Kramer.
Andrea Kramer.
Yeah.
And by the way, because she did a very poignant piece about how beauty and sports kind of mashes up, and you watch these women get aged out of sports because they just want hot chicks telling them the stats or interviewing the players.
Oh, like the sideline
Andrea
people.
Kramer did a great fucking piece on this. Man, Andrea Kramer, last week on Real Sports, her legs looked fucking astounding. That's why
I'm
attracted to older women.
Listen, this is what she would want to hear. I'm sure Andrea Kramer, she's like, you know, I do my work.
I'm
but
sure Andrea what, Kramer here wants to hear this statement. I'll say it for you,
yes,
Tom.
Yes.
I don't know what the piece she was doing was.
Yes.
So here's a better question.
Yeah. 22-year-old girl.
No.
Oh.
What age would you find acceptable or disgusting if you passed away and you were a ghost and you're in your house and got remarried?
Oh, that's the thing is she's so sensible. And I already know that she would want somebody in a respectable age range. You know, she can't tolerate a conversation with somebody young. So like, you know,
she'd go older?
It's possible. I mean, she could go like real dirty spick. Like, I feel like I'm like entry level spick stuff for her.
You're high end. You're a crusader.
I feel like she might go for like a real dirty Rican who's like like the thick gold chains on the beach, you know. And he could be. I think she would go down. I don't think she would go that much younger than me. I really don't. I think she would be like. She would probably go someone in her range. And I think she'd probably be more comfortable with somebody even older than her.
Okay. Then what about you? Push passes away tragically.
Oh, rest in peace. What's the question?
how young would you go? Like, what's acceptable young? Let's start at 19.
That's way too young.
Okay, yeah.
19. Because here's the thing. It totally changed. They got to be around my kids all the time. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So okay, so no kids. 19 is cool?
Yeah.
Fuck it. It's like the Vietnam War. Nineteen
is fine.
Yeah, no kids. My kids are in college. Maybe that's a different question.
It's a different question.
My kids
but for
are
me,
out of the house.
The person who's like, if they're gonna be like be with me, they're gonna be raising kids. You know what I mean? So it's got it. Like that's the thing. She's already gonna have to be over 30 to be around raising kids.
Yeah,
she's gonna have to be.
So you're lucky. You can get 30. Seems like closer to your age.
I mean, I feel like I could probably deal with like a third, like, you know, kind of what you were saying, 32, 33, around there.
What color hair?
Most likely,
do you
I
go
could,
blonde and keep it blonde?
Yeah, I'd be like, it kind of looks like your mom, you know? Like, does it feel right?
You guys don't have that hard of a time calling her mom.
That's
look,
why they kind of look at her and they're like, mom? This. And I'm like, yeah, just call her mom.
Go like this. Done it a little bit?
Kind of feels like mom? Yeah, I'd go.
You're cool with me keeping the pictures up a push. It's blonde hair.
I think I think realistically, she'd probably have to be 35, you know, somewhat mature. She's gonna. I mean, you know, give her some of her bras. Be like, oh, just put it on.
Does she work?
No. No.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I know you had dreams, but you then just got folded into mine, and mine take charge of yours. So
yeah,
I hope I'd you're be cool like, with.
Check out the house, seal your shit. Everything's paid for.
Have you tried Hot Spin?
Yeah. Like, what's up with your breakfast shakes? They're a little heavy. Let's get some more H2O.
Hey, have you seen the movie? Have you seen the movie Bombshell?
Which one's that?
It's about Roger Ailes and...
No, I heard it's great, though. Is it good?
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
Is that the one with Russell Crowe playing, or is that the series?
No. Oh, that might be the series.
That's the series about that.
Oh, that's
the Showtime series.
Oh, I bet the Showtime series is even fucking better.
It's probably more in-depth, even, because they could, you know, really get into the...
Makes me want to fucking really
watch... Bombshell, is that Charlize Theron?
Charlize Theron plays Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
And then the other girl plays the girl that no one really... Gretchen Carlson. Charlize Theron's
so hot.
So hot.
Fuck.
I mean... How old is she?
How old is Charlize Theron?
See, the problem with like older women...
I think you're supposed to say like Charlize Theron. She's South African. Yeah, yeah. Everyone says it.
44?
Yeah, but she's got that fucking, those Afrikaans genes.
44?
Yeah. Look at that.
She is.
Dutch built goddess.
That is colonial settler genes.
She'd be such a good dom, right?
Well, you don't understand.
Open your mouth. I'm going to pee in your toilet now. Your mouth toilet.
She comes from the genes where they had to survive a boat ride.
Look at her.
Right?
Fucking A, man.
Then moved to a inhospitable land where you couldn't have cows or goats because you had big cats. So you had to live off the land. They were the only white people. That's her genes settled South Africa. Do you realize what kind of savage genes you have to be able to fucking be Dutch and go there and survive?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Did you see her in that movie with Seth Rogen?
Uh-uh.
Where they fucking made out? It's awesome.
Really?
Because it makes her feel like she's gettable.
Oh, right. And, you know, and she's not. Who's she dating? Boyfriend?
Let's set this up right now. Let's tweet it out. Charlize. And we'll just get all our fans to retweet it. If you had to marry one widow, who would it be? Bert or Tom? And then we'll put our net worth there next to it. Oh, I bet her net worth just destroys us.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You think?
Of course.
She's been single. Who's her boyfriend?
No.
Jesus Christ, Nadav.
Dude, no. Come on. That's a year ago, and it's not true.
Who is Charlize Theron married to? Who's her partner?
God.
Dating.
Okay. Go back there.
Yeah.
Started dating actor Sean Penn. Oh, that's a long time ago. All right.
Wow, man. But she's got some Hollywood miles on her. If she dated Sean Penn and Brad Pitt.
I don't think she dated Brad Pitt. I think that's just...
Oh, really?
I think that's just internet.
Okay.
Imagine the miles on his dick.
So Charlize Theron says to you, first date, she says, I really like you. You're not going to make me get like an AIDS test or anything, are you? I'm like, nah. I'm good. I mean, I know you brought it up. Now it's super awkward. Now I feel like I definitely should, but I'm not going
to. I definitely would not. I would actually, I could see like open blisters and I'd be like, what's that? And if she said, I had it on the wrong sunblock.
If Charlize Theron said, I have herpes, here's the deal, I have them. I can't really tell when I get outbreaks, but I'm also allergic to latex. Do you still want to date me?
Yeah.
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 100%. Yeah, 100%.
And she'd be like, I know that like other guys have said it's really painful. Like the day after they sleep with me, just so you know, like you might be in a lot of pain. I'd be like, yeah.
Hey, listen, I don't really.
You're probably gonna bleed cool kids from your asshole,
and I would like you to send them to boarding school. I'd be like, they're already going.
Yeah,
yeah. What kids? What kids?
You mean the ones that I put in boarding school yesterday?
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Hey, listen, I need you to get rid of all the pictures of your ex-wife.
Now, see, here's the interesting thing. She's 44.
No kids with her. It's just you and her. Wait, did she just have kids?
She's adopted.
No. I think she just had kids.
I thought she adopted a kid. No?
I thought my child was a boy. It's a girl. What?
Oh, trans.
She adopted a... What?
Just go to her actual wiki.
She has an adopted child.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Oh, you weren't joking. I thought you were just making a...
No.
She has a trans adopted child?
Yeah, I think so. Go to personal life. What is this, your first time on fucking Wikipedia?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Relationships roll down. She dated the guy from Third Eye Blind.
All right, Stephen Jenkins, the album. All right, da-da-da. She brought Stuart Townsend on the set of a movie. I got to book a movie with her. The couple lived in L.A. Then she dated Sean Penn.
Health concerns. Keep scrolling. Keep scrolling. Jesus Christ, go to adopted child. She didn't have an adopted child.
Yes, she does. I'm telling you.
What would put that in their personal life?
I don't know. Why isn't it there? Personal life. She adopted children. See?
She has Jackson. Seven children?
Real that her seven-year-old child. God, you can't read. Your seven-year-old child, Jackson, is transgender girl. Okay.
She got one kid?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, that makes sense.
You know what that means?
What?
I keep my kids. My kids don't have to go boarding school anymore.
Because she has a kid.
Yeah. And yeah. I got girls. She's got a girl.
Yeah.
We're good.
There you go.
How fucking great is this?
You just need your wife to pass away.
I know. Hey, Leanne, have you thought about doing cage fighting? I wonder if Leanne and Push could do this with men, what they do. I'd be dying to hear that.
Yeah, they would do that.
Yeah, you know what they did? They talked about raising teenagers today.
Yeah. I bet they might have like a fun time having the train run on them like after an NBA game. You know what I mean? Like imagine like you go to a Clippers game, like whatever, and then you're in the locker, like they're in the locker room afterwards and all the guys line up and you just drill them.
Like the Wu-Tang Clan story?
Yeah. Can you, like, what do you think Leanne could, in a fantasy world, entertain that or no?
Three guys in and she hasn't even gotten to you, God. She's like,
oh, yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore.
You, God? Yeah.
Oh.
Remember when I told that story? So, by the way, that story is in my special now.
Are you serious? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. So that story is in my new special.
Oh,
but,
God.
But when I told it to you and Burr, what I remember the most is Burr being like, this is the most emotion he's shown like about me because I was so excited to tell it.
This is the most emotion he's shown.
Yeah.
I got to drive back for a podcast. What time is our podcast? Is it 5:30 or 5?
You said 5:30.
Did I say 5:30? Yeah. Hold on one second. What's today's date?
By the way, your agent never got back to you. Just
oh, he's texting
point.
Me twice saying he loves me and he thinks on the podcast. Podcast is at 5:30.
Okay.
He
texted you that? I love
wait,
you.
Who does your agent represent besides you? Who do you think your agent likes the most?
On a personal level or their comedy?
I would like to hear both.
Because like Nick, for instance, your agent has for sure a favorite.
Ali Wong has got to be his favorite.
Well, no, I'm saying a favorite personality to talk to, a person.
That's probably me.
And then has a favorite comedian. Not who's the best for his business.
No.
Like who makes him laugh the most.
Wow.
And then who's the best for his business.
I bet his favorite comedian is Jim Jefferies.
As stand-up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I bet his favorite client is without a doubt Ali Wong. Or maybe, no, he represents Sebastian.
Those are two pretty cool golden
Let's just say I'm not even in that list. I think I'm his favorite to hang out with.
I believe that. I would think you're every agent's favorite to hang out with.
Yeah. Yeah. So wait. Who's
you're the fun guy.
Who I don't even know who my agent.
I don't really know either. I don't really know.
You Burke. It's you and are you with Berkowitz or Andrew Russell?
Andrew.
Okay. He's got
D'Elia. Yeah. So that I know.
Is Andrew Russell single?
He's a girlfriend.
Like how serious?
Yeah. They're pretty serious.
Okay. Then, but before it was D'Elia. He's like, I'll go to D'Elia, so swing by Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Clean up on what the fucking riffraff that's hanging out after the show.
Yeah. You know, I've been to venues a week, 2 weeks, a month after D'Elia, and
dude,
when I'll go there, like people who work the venue will be
beautiful
like...
beautiful girls in the world.
Well, they'll be like, I didn't know there was any good-looking women in this town. And then D'Elia came here and did a show. He's like, they fucking put their new faces on.
By the way, he doesn't even fuck them.
No. Well, they're just all out to see him.
He just does stand-up for them.
Yeah, they're all out to see him.
That's like me. That's like Burt going, no, all these big guys were here, took their shirts off, and Burt just left. No, yeah. I drink with them. I fuck them.
No, they love going out for Chris.
Yeah, who else? He's got D'Elia, you.
I don't know who else. I really don't.
Really?
I really don't know who else he has. I don't. I know Chris just because we're friends and, you know, we'll talk about stuff, but I don't know who else.
That's crazy.
I mean, they have a bunch of, you know, a bunch of big
Ali fans. Wong blows me away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wish I knew her better because she can talk to you, like sit down and talk to you and immediately catch up like your old friends.
Yeah.
Without really even knowing her that well. She just is like really cool. Like she takes what she does. This is maybe the wrong thing to say, but what I'm trying to say. With dudes, sometimes you don't have to know someone very well, and you as comics, and because there's nothing there, you just see them at an airport bar and you start talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes with female comics, especially single female comics,
yeah.
There is like this weird, like every fucking comic's tried to fuck me. Yeah. Allie's like a dude comic. She just said something like, hey, how are the kids? How the fucking da da da? Hey, I noticed you do this. I wonder why you do this. Like it's really an interesting hang. I really enjoy it.
She's a fun hang. Yeah, and Allie is super modest, too. Like, she'll be like, oh, yeah, you're doing... Like, she'll be like, bring up, like, you're doing great. I'm like, hold on. You did 50,000 tickets in San Francisco?
what she's doing is so... So many people are so mind-blowing to me in that when we started, how many comics were doing theaters? Not arenas.
Yeah.
Theaters when we started.
Yeah, I know.
Brian Regan.
Yeah. Cosby. Yeah.
Cosby, yeah.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. That was it.
Chris
and
Rock.
Now all of a sudden it's like so many comics are in theaters, so many comics are in big theaters. Dude, we have let's ballpark it. 10 arena acts in doing comedy.
I guess.
Allie, Joe Coy, Fluffy, Joe, Chappelle, Bill Burr, Sebastian. I mean, by the way, that's just me running through them.
Yeah, yeah.
You're forgetting like, you know, Larry the Cable, Rodney Carrington, like
big acts.
So fucking so insane.
Oh, Franco Escamilla, the Mexican comedian.
Yeah.
Do you know how big he is, dude? So he is like the biggest act by a mile in Latin America. When he comes here, he lives here now, but when he plays the States, he did the Honda Center in OC. He does arenas here.
Jesus.
I mean, he's a legit multi-country arena act.
So, you know, like at first I was joking around. I was like, Tom's doing Spanish. Maybe what I'll do is I'll just do like a really solid British accent and do my act in a British accent.
Yes.
And see if it would like translate.
Yeah.
And then we got the new house and we were talking. Leanne was talking to our neighbor.
Yeah.
Our neighbor's Russian. Mm-hmm. And the builder's Russian. And she said, what's that for?
That was supposed to be for the Stanley Cup.
Oh, Corbell?
But they were like, no, you can't drink. Mike, shut that down.
I would have drank a beer.
Yeah.
We should have drank it, chocolate milk out of it.
We could have, like, one of us could have pinned him down and the other one could have drank, but then I feel like the police would have been here after that.
We should have been like, can we take one picture where one of us is holding us and the other one's got his dick in the cup?
I think Mike would have shut that down, too.
He's like, no, what if we held you a little bit? Wait, what was I going to say?
You said...
So our this is like my pipe dream, okay?
Yeah.
This is like, you know, your retirement is start doing South African tours or South American tours.
Yeah.
I think that's your get out of jail Me Too card.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh, yeah, well, I didn't like you guys in the States anyway. ¿Cómo está? Bienvenidos. And so our neighbor is Russian and his builder is Russian. And Leanne's talking to them and said something to the effect of, my husband speaks Russian. And they're like, really? And she goes, well, yeah, he lived there for a little while. And they were like, well, what does your husband do? She goes, he's a comedian. And then the one guy said, your husband's not the machine, is he? He's a Russian guy. And Leanne goes, are you being serious? And he goes, wait, are you being serious? Your husband's the machine. He's our neighbor. Your husband's the machine? And she goes, yeah. And then he says to the guy in Russian, oh, my God, her husband's the fucking machine. And the guy lights up and he goes, your husband is the machine, like the guy that robbed the train. She goes, Jenny goes, do you know that me and my friends, we play that when we drink to go out. We play that. And I was like, and she was like, yeah. So I just got it sub-translated into Russian subtitles. So because I'm going to do a Russian tour. Once again, haven't announced that yet either. And so.
And you're going to try to do the bit in Russian?
I was going to try to do the bit in Russian. But then these guys were like, no, just tell it in English. Just tell it in English. It won't translate. It won't be as funny. Because Russian, the language, this is going to sound very racist. The language wasn't allowed to grow under communism. Mm-hmm. So there was not a lot of slang. So the language is very literal. Hence why when I said I was the machine, it was so funny, this guy. Because I just went, I'm a car. And he was like, what the fuck? Nothing makes sense. There wasn't a lot of slangs. So he was like, no, just have him tell it in English. And he was like, wait. He's going to Russia? And Leanne's like, yeah, he's going to Russia. And he's like, oh, you got to let me know. I'm going to have my whole family come out, my whole friends. So my pipe dream is I'm going to put tickets on sale in Russia, and I'll end up doing a stadium, and fucking their president's going to come out and be like, the machine.
Yeah.
That's my pipe dream.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, I think we're only going to have a, we're doing like a 200 seater, but.
But, and also the president's a super chill dude, and he might enjoy.
Do you know what weird fucking shit he could get me to do?
I'm sure he could force you to do it.
I bet he could get me, just coerce me, like, hey, Bert, you take off shirt and you hold girl down and like be like, hold this whore. And I'd be like, sure thing, Vlad. hey, come here one more time. This guy does anything. No fucking for real. Hey, get naked and hold other man, like close, naked, both naked, right? And then spit on hand, rub on cock and go, hey, welcome to Brokeback Mountain, motherfucker.
They would make you do that. And you know what would happen? You would do it.
I'd do it all.
Yeah.
I would do it. I have no backbone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with Vlad there, I think everybody would do it. You're going to die if you don't.
If I will, by the way, I will hardcore drop everything to party with Vladimir Putin.
He's putting that out there too.
Hardcore. When I'm in Russia, I will go out of my way to, if he says, hey, me and you, ride horses, shirtless, hey, dacha, huh?
Yeah.
I'd be like, fucking Paidium, bitch, let's go.
Let's do it. Birdie Boy Tour is going. Go to burtburtburt.com.
This week, Schenectady, Wilkes-Barre, two shows at the Beacon Theater, two shows at the Constitution Hall. Dar.
Yeah.
When do you go back on tour?
I have...
In Ingles.
I have Vegas this weekend at the Mirage, Terry Fator Theater.
Ooh, I'm curious to get your notes on the Terry Fator Theater.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've only opened there before. It's been a long time.
Who'd you open for?
Tosh.
Really?
Yeah, a few years. Been a few years.
Jesus.
But that's where he did too. I really liked it when I did it.
I liked it too. It's one of my favorite places. By the way, Boys to Men is right across the hall from you.
Yeah. They I went to their show before.
For real?
Yeah, I guess they've been there for a minute.
They sang at Kobe at no.
Yeah. Yep.
They sang at Kobe's thing. Mm-hmm. They're fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Those guys still have it.
Yeah, they do.
They really do. It's like that's like a God given gift that you gotta appreciate in a man like that and men like them, mm-hmm. to not smoke cigarettes or drink alcohol. You're in the showbiz. You could easily fucking ruin your voice.
Yeah.
That they still have their voices. It's like, dude.
I know. Kind of makes you think about your own voice probably, right?
Yeah, kind of. Been losing it all week.
All right. ThomasHoover.com/tour for those tickets. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. I love you.
I love you too.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.